We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now. Now we go to the Giants side of things. Mr. Giant, our good buddy Paul Dottino is with us. Hello, Paul.
Hey, good to talk to you again, Joe. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good, Paul. All right, let's start. Let's go right to it with Daniel Jones. I mean, I got to tell you, the guy looked tremendous. I mean, he made some throws, that touchdown pass. He put it in a tight window. There was another throw down the sideline, the same thing. He was extremely impressive. I know it's only the first preseason game.
Well, Joe, that's exactly what we've seen, to be honest with you, throughout the course of training camp. He has just checked all the boxes. He checked all the boxes again last night. Now, yes, there was an adjustment or two he could have made early in that drive that, as you gain more experience in the league, you're going to have to be able to do, but it did not prevent his effectiveness in moving the ball downfield on his one and only drive. And as you said, it culminated in a touchdown. So ultimately, the results have to be considered positive.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any question about it. And I'll tell you this, Paul, and I don't. What do I know? And you're probably going to disagree with this. This kid's going to play a lot sooner than people think. That's my feeling on this.
Well, it's up to the Giants as a team to put enough wins on the board, and Eli Manning to stay healthy and to perform well enough to get those wins to keep Daniel Jones on the bench. It's really that simple. You know, the Giants do, in my opinion, have an open mind about what's going to happen with this team, and if it turns out to be overwhelmingly positive, again, do not discount Eli Manning being back with the Giants next year. But having said that, if there are stumbles, we've discussed this before, If the team's record is not where it needs to be, if they fall out of it by Thanksgiving, if Eli Manning gets hurt, if Eli is not playing well and suddenly he decides, you know, that he is going to show signs of age, well, Daniel Jones is accelerating his curve. I don't think there's any doubt that his arrow is becoming stronger and stronger, that if they've got to turn to him earlier than they otherwise may have to, he's probably going to be ready for the challenge.
Well, he certainly looked like it yesterday. Again, it's only the first preseason game. It was against the second string Jet defense. But even with that said, I thought he was absolutely terrific. And I think another thing is their offensive line. I mean, the offensive line for the Giants, it is going to be, to me, and we talked about it, a huge improvement, Paul.
Well, they didn't run the ball worth a darn.
But they
obviously,
they
the
didn't
first
have
unit.
Either.
Well, yeah, the first unit offensive line was in there, as you know, excuse me, for the bulk of the time when they had
yes.
Eli in there and then Jones,
yes.
And they played a little bit with Tanny. But, yeah, this offensive line, as we've also talked about, they've got five guys now who remind me of the Bill Parcells Suburbanites. And I'm not talking about necessarily production.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the way that they interact with each other, the kind of leadership skills they have, the blue-collar work ethic they have. I really think this set of starting five offensive linemen could have been part of the Suburbanites. And so when I tell you that, you have to know that the Giants must feel good, because we all know how that type of offensive line usually produces down the road.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, how about the wide receiver position now? Obviously, we know the deal with the receivers, you know, the injuries, Shepard, Tate out with the suspension and all of that. How's that look to you going forward?
Very interesting, Joe, because Benny Fowler has had a good summer camp.
Mm-hmm.
He shows strong hands. He's willing to scrap for the ball. And, of course, he made the catch on Jones's touchdown
yep.
in the back right
yep.
corner of the end zone, which, by the way, was a dart. It was a really nice throw.
It was in a window with two guys right there. It was a tremendous throw.
And Fowler showed terrific concentration, and he snares it, and the Giants get themselves 6 points. And when you make a play like that, you make the coaches happy. So, you know, Benny Fowler helped himself last night. I don't think there's any doubt about that. TJ Jones did have a trouble with one of the returns early in the game, but as the game went on, he produced as a receiver. Particularly, I thought he made a really nice adjustment and then concentrating to hold on to the touchdown pass from Kyle Loletta in the fourth quarter. So I think he probably opened a few eyes of the coaches as well. And then, you know, you got Russell Shepard who comes up big touchdown catch where he ran away from the back seven of the Jets. You know, how can you not be pleased with that if you're the coaching staff? You know, it was a good – look, it was a good night for the Giants quarterbacks and the receivers. Obviously, the passing game was clicking. And I don't even want to leave out Monmouth's Reggie White,
who in the fourth quarter
you know, came up with some nice grabs as well. You know, the Giants have a real battle going on at receiver, and I know they're not household names. I know probably none of these guys will even sniff the Pro Bowl. But as a unit – they are really fighting each other, trying to find out which guys are going to be part of this receiver by committee situation that the Giants really believe can be successful.
When are we going to see Barkley at some point in the preseason or no?
I think if you do, it's going to be just for a token cameo. I think the Giants understand, Joe, and this will make a lot of sense to you. Look, he's probably going to wind up with 300 touches during the regular season.
Sure.
So how many do you want to burn up in August?
No, hey, look, I mean, he's your franchise running back. I'm not messing with him. How about Ingram?
The other day, by the way, Coach Shermer was talking to Bob Papa, and he laughed, and he goes, I think Barkley's made the team. We don't have to see much.
Yeah, you got that right. How about Ingram? What's the deal with him?
Ingram had the hammy in the spring, and so while he's healthy enough to play, if this were a regular season game last night, he would have played. They simply are trying to be a little bit cautious with him during training camp. They've given him some days off from practice. They want to make sure that for the first time in his career, remember, he played 11 games and 15 games, I think, in his first two seasons. He wants to play 16. They want him to play 16. So they're just taking it easy with him. It's not like he couldn't have played last night, but they're like, hey, you know what? Just in case there's a chance to aggravate the hamstring injury, why push this guy in August? Again, the Giants realize he's going to be a big part of what they want to do in the passing game.
Talking to Paul Dottino, talking Giants with him, of course, the preseason game last night with the Jets, game one, they won it 31-22. But the big thing, at least to me, was how good Daniel Jones looked. Now, I'll get to the defense, but I asked Carl, we had Carl on, and I got to ask you about this because this idea that you can now challenge pass interference is just ridiculous. I mean, I don't know how you feel about it, Paul, and we saw it last night. I mean, come on. That's a disaster waiting to happen to me.
I agree with you, Joe, and the real problem here is that when you see a play at live speed, the actuality of it compared to looking at it in slow-mo is totally altered. And that to me means you're, in effect, looking at a different play. We all know that if you take something and cut it down frame by frame by frame by frame, you're going to see things that are almost unnatural because that's not the course of action.
Right,
that's not
right,
the course
right.
of the way yep. regular events happen to the naked eye.
Yep.
And so if we're going to literally break things down there on a moment's notice and say, well, the naked eye thought it looked like this. Okay, fine. But now we're going to go down to the 1/100th frame. Oh, look at that. He actually did grab him. Well, when you slow it down, it looks like he grabbed him for 4.5 seconds when he may have only had him for 0.5 seconds.
Right.
I'm not saying that to excuse Ballantyne. Corey Ballantyne had his hand wrapped around the receiver's arm, clearly on the replay. But as Coach Shermer said this morning to the Giants media in his follow-up news availability, you know, in real time, it certainly looked like a really good play. And if we're going to do this now on every pass interference call, I mean, would Everson Walls have ever been in the league? Would Ronnie Lott have ever been in the league?
You know, we could because, go on and on, Paul. I mean, you got to be able to put your hand on a guy somewhat to cover the guy.
No question. And Joe, let's face it. What separates some of the longtime veteran great players, some Hall of Famers for that matter,
sure.
Mel Blunt.
Sure.
How do you think Mel Blunt would feel about getting replay reviewed on every piece of coverage?
Of course. It's absurd. No, it's
so
really
I'm
absurd,
with you 1,000%. I think the replay alters your perspective of the play. You're almost looking at a totally different play when you slow it down like that. Because let's face it, the amount of time that the player is impacting, touching, grabbing, tugging at the receiver is clearly dilated in the replay. It's like looking at a different play. I can't say that enough.
Yeah, no, Paul, I couldn't agree with you more. I think it's a disaster. Like I said, I think it's a complete disaster waiting to happen. There's no doubt about it. All right, before I let you go to defense, this is going to be the weak point that the Giants are going into the season. They're going to have a lot of young guys playing, you know, the two first-round draft choices, no doubt about it. But what's your overall thought on the defense right now?
Well, didn't like what that first-team defense did when Sam Darnold went right down the field for a touchdown.
You know,
they had at least one busted coverage in man-to-man where they just let a guy run free, and that was very, very poor. They had a couple other plays on that drive that I thought were just not very good. Whether or not they were communication issues, Coach Shermer didn't say. The one was clearly a communication issue. So, look, we've also discussed this before. The Giants' defense, as you see it in August for sure, and probably into September, and maybe even into October, is not going to be the same defense you see over the final 2 months of the season. These guys are going to need some time. And the question is, can the Giants overcome their growing pains?
Right,
that's just a fact of life.
Right.
But I will tell you this, Joe. What we do see quickness. We see athleticism. We see length. I mean, Love was getting his head, shoulders involved.
Yep.
I don't want to say head. His shoulders involved in a lot of plays. He was around the ball. Baker was certainly very, very active. I tell you, it's funny, Joe, we're talking about pass interference and replay. They called DeAndre Baker on an interference of a far sideline from where I was in the broadcast booth. When I first called the play, I thought Baker closed and made a very, very slick pass breakup. They threw the flag. They called pass interference. For some reason, the Giants did not review it. I don't know what they showed on television, but from the radio booth, I thought it was a heck of a play. That went down as a PI. But this is the kind of talent and ability, you know, that the Giants have with these young guys. Like you saw Ballantyne make the interception after he got called for the PI a little bit earlier. The guys have talent. They've got the skill set. That's a big part of the battle.
Yeah, that is no doubt. Paul, it's always a pleasure talking to you. And, of course, we'll be talking to you plenty more as the season goes on.
All right, Joe. Always good to be with you as well.
All right, man. Paul DeTino with all the stuff with the Giants.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.